Today I speak with Yulia Devyatkina from Moscow. Yulia is a linguist and is teaching English to children. She's raising her daughter Bella in eight different languages. And that is English, Russian, French, Spanish, German, Chinese, Arabic, and they added Italian to the mix half a year ago. And Bella is already a celebrity in Russia, and she appeared in a Russian TV show and many other TV shows. Yulia, I'm so glad to have you on and pick your brain on all of that.
Hello, nice to meet you.
First, I'd like to know, now you're an English teacher, what else is your story with languages? What's your connection to languages that made you decide to teach so many languages to your daughter?
So I started learning English at school when I was 7 years old, just like all of my contemporaries did. So it was a really good school, and when I finished it, I thought that I could speak English fluently. But one day, when I was a student at the university, I met my French teacher, and she showed me a video of her 7 years old child, a 7 year old son, who could speak French as a native speaker. I was really impressed with that because I thought my English was really good, but when I saw that child, I could see the difference. He was really fluent in that language. So she started telling me her story, and she told me that she rose her child up as a bilingual, even though she was Russian. She wasn't a native speaker, but she started speaking Russian and French to her son from the very first days of his life, and that was the result. The pronunciation was just perfect, and his French was really fluent, as I have already told. So I was really impressed with that, and I decided, so when I'm going to have a child, I would do the same thing with my child. So when Bella was born, I knew that I would teach her English and Russian. We only started with English and Russian, and I wasn't thinking about seven languages at that time, eight languages. But when she was about one year old, even a little bit younger, I could see the first results. She could understand everything in both languages. She could react. She could answer like with signs, but she could answer my questions, and that was obvious that she could understand both of those languages. So I decided to add French, because I can speak a little bit of French, so I decided to add French to our program, and she was really excited with that. She couldn't speak when she was one year old, but she could show her interest in when I started speaking French to her, she started jumping and squealing like with joy, because she was, I don't know why, but she really liked the sounds that are characteristic for French. So this is how we came up to three languages, and we were not thinking about any other languages. But when she was about 2 years and a half, I should say first that we have some families they are friends, and they also raise up their children as a bilingual or multilingual children. So some of them told me that Bella is really talented in languages, so that it would be really beneficial for her to add one more language, and preferably a language that is like not European language, but something different. I was rather reluctant, but then I decided to add Chinese, and the results, we could see the results. I mean, in about a month, we could see the results. She started speaking with short, simple sentences. I mean, I got her a native speaker, a Chinese native speaker, who came to play with her and speak Chinese, read some books, and so on. So in a month, she started speaking with short sentences in Chinese. Then it was like four languages. So it was obvious for me that she was really interested in languages, and she was rather old. She was about 3 years old, and I understood that it would be really nice to add some more languages. So then we added Spanish, and the results were like, in a week, she started speaking Spanish in a week, because Spanish is very similar to French, and it was really easy to her. So then I thought that we shouldn't waste time, because she was three, and it's the best time to the best age for learning languages. So we decided to add German and Arabic. That was seven languages, and we were not planning any other languages. But Bella, a half a year ago, Bella started asking me about Italian. So it was her choice, and she was talking about too much about Italian. So I decided to add Italian, because she was really interested, and now she can speak fluently Italian, because she's really crazy about it. I don't know why. She likes it even more than Spanish and any other languages. It's like her favorite.
That brings up so many questions. My first one would be, you said that after a year, you saw that she would be reacting to English and Russian, that she would understand. How would you notice that? What would you ask her? How would you see that she actually understands?
Yeah, she reacted to simple questions like clap your hands, wave your hand, show me your nose, touch your head and any part of your body. She could choose the colors when I ask her, the animals, all the objects around her. No, speak English. I'm busy right now.
Hi, Bella.
Have some. Your Chinese teacher will come soon, okay? Well, I'm busy right now. So, and another thing which is very important for Bella and for her languages is that I used Doman's method of early reading,
What is it
which
called?
it's Glenn Doman. This is an American scientist, Glenn Doman, and he created this method of early reading, which is for little babies. You can start teaching your child to read when he's about 3 or 4 months old. So these are like sight. This is like sight reading. You show cards to your child with words on them, with very big letters, which are written with very big letters, and the child can recognize the words. So you don't teach your child the alphabet or the letters. You just show him cards with words on them. After a while, your child starts recognizing the words. So when Bella was about 10 months old, she could recognize about 50 words in English and the same thing in Russian. I have a video of that. Like, I showed her a card with the word head on it, and she would touch her head, you know? I showed her a card with the word clap on it, and she would clap her hands. And she could do the same thing with about 50 words. So it It starts with 50 words. Then the child, when you show a lot of cards to the child starts understand which is the sound for each letter. So which letter makes which sound? This is he makes this analysis, and then he starts realizing that. And when he comes up to that, he can read new words, not only those that have been already showed to the child. So this is how it works. So when Bella was about 2 years old, she could read simple texts with new words in them, and she could do the same thing in Russian and in English. And when we added French, she could do the same thing in French.
So it's 50 words, and then that's enough to be able
No,
to.
it only starts with 50
Okay.
words. First, you need your child to learn to recognize those 50 words, and after that you should add new words every day. You should add about 5 new cards every day, and you should do a lot of work actually with those cards. It's not only 50 words, it's about, for some children, it's about 300 or 400 words, which is enough for them to make that, to figure out which letter makes which sound. This is what we need to this is what we need to achieve when we do that, is that the child understands all by himself which letter makes which sound. For some children, 300 or 400 words is enough, and for some children it might be about 1,000 or 2,000 words. So it depends on the child.
So it's basically like language learning, because the problem is with school language learning is you learn the structure of the language before you learn the language, and here you just reverse the process, the same thing as a child, the same way a child learns a language by pattern recognition, not by being taught the grammar and the words.
Yeah, exactly. I think this is the basis of Glenn Doman's method, that learning reading is the same as learning to speak a language. So he thinks these processes are very similar.
Okay, and now to go back to Italian as the eighth language, how did she find out about Italian? And like, did she hear it somewhere and she said, I want to learn that language?
Exactly. When we were on a playground, we were in France, and there were lots of children there from different countries. We were on our holiday there. So there were children from all the countries and all the languages that Bella could speak. So she could play with all the children on the playground.
That's
But
awesome.
then some Italian children came, and Bella asked me, "Mama, what's that language? I don't know that language." I told her, "It's Italian. You don't learn Italian." But she told me, "I like it. I want to speak Italian too." This is
Nice.
how it started. But I thought it was too much with all those 7 languages. But then she found an app on her iPad, which has 15 languages in it, and she started learning some Italian words on that app. Then I could see that she was really interested, and I let her watch some videos in Italian. And after those videos, she started speaking with simple sentences. Then I understood that I should get her a teacher, an Italian teacher.
And with eight languages at the same time, are there some languages that are neglected a little bit, or is she learning all of them in the same like as much time? How does that work?
I try to make all the languages. I try to keep the level of all those languages the same, so she usually has about 3 times each language, classes in all the languages she has about 3 times a week in all the languages, but only with Chinese We do it 5 times a week because Chinese is more difficult than other languages, and the pronunciation is more difficult.
And do you think she will come up with more languages that she would like to learn within the next few years?
Well, I wouldn't propose to her, but only if she chooses so. Because she is really interested when we now go around the world on different TV shows, and the last TV show was in the Netherlands, and she was really interested because that was a new language for her, and she even learned some words and sentences in that language, and I can see that she's really interested. So if she would be really interested in any language, maybe I will let her learn that. But it will be her choice.
And about the understanding, you said that after a month she would start speaking Italian, you said, right?
Italian was much, much faster because Italian is very much similar to Spanish and French. So it was really fast. Like she watched a video in Italian only one time or two times, and she could make her own sentences after one. Yeah, that was really impressive. Like those were not very difficult sentences. Like she could say, "I drink water," or "I eat an apple," something like that. But she could do that.
And how quickly do you think she actually until she actually starts to understand a new language, maybe in comparison to what it was a few years ago and to in comparison to what it is now, like how do you when do you think, okay, now she really starts to grasp the concept of that language and understands it in a way maybe a contemporary would?
I would say that it depends on the language because, as I have already told you, Italian, Spanish, and French are very similar. So it was really easy for her because she lots of words that are the same, and I think that like she could understand it at once because she could understand some of the words, and she could figure out the meaning of the sentences. But when we added Arabic is totally different from all the other languages. It took her some time, I think about 2 months, to start speaking. But I think she could understand some easy sentences she could understand very quickly, but she could she started speaking it in about 2 months. So it was a little bit longer with Arabic. Maybe because we were not very lucky with the teacher, because it always depends on the teacher. If she likes the teacher makes the class like fun. Then she would do it really quickly. But if the teacher is not very experienced in working with little children, it might be a problem, you know.
So you really need a teacher that knows how to work with children.
Absolutely. It's not only a native speaker teacher, but also a teacher who knows how what to do with little children. And it might be a problem to find a teacher like that.
And so now you said that she memorizes sentences and words really quickly. Does that also apply to other domains? Like, does she also memorize things that have nothing to do with languages? Do you think that, or is it really restricted to languages?
No, I think her memory is really good, and it relates to all the other spheres. She could remember information very quickly. It's not only with the languages. Thanks to that Dohmann's method, or thanks to that early reading method, she can, for example, she can memorize a lot of Chinese characters, which is really difficult, but she can like look at the character once or twice and she can remember it.
And so can she read more or less like basic Chinese or just a few signs?
Yeah, she knows about 300 or 400 Chinese characters, and she can read simple text with those characters. But as you know, Chinese reading is not like
Yeah, of course.
in other languages. So she has to learn new characters every day, and this is what we are doing right now. And she. It's very easy for her.
And how much do you think of that is nature versus nurture? So how much do you think she was born with it, and how much do you think it's an interest that she has, or that maybe an interest that you sparked in her by introducing her to so many languages? What do you think?
I think, well, she obviously does have a talent in that, but I think it's the work that I did during the first year of her life. I made English and Russian, I made those languages really easy for her. So when we added something else, she was ready for that, and it was she didn't think of that as about some hard work to do. It was like really fun for her. It's her and that's why all the other languages are so easy for her, because she knows that it's not difficult. She knows that it's not like studying something or like it's not hard work for her. That's because she how to say that I don't know how to say that, but that's because this is her relation to her or to that to the languages.
And so obviously she's really interested in languages. Is there anything else? What other interests does she have? Are they all related to languages, or does she have some interests that are completely outside of that realm?
She really likes painting. She has painting classes as well. She can spend a lot of time painting all by herself or with a teacher or with me or with her grandma. She really likes that. She doesn't really like math or something like that. This is really hard for her because we try to teach her some math, but it's really hard. She doesn't like that, and she doesn't show any interest.
And what I wanted to say, what I just remembered. So what I think is really important that you make language learning fun for her. It's not like she has to go to class, but it's
No.
always playful, and she enjoys her classes,
Exactly.
let's say it this way.
And we try to to involve her in some activities in different languages. For example, she has a cooking class with her French teacher, normally with her French teacher, and sometimes with her Arabic teacher. She really likes cooking. She also has a class over roller skating in Spanish with a Spanish trainer. So they learn how to roller skate, and but they speak Spanish all the time. She has she went to drama classes in English, so the teacher was an English native speaker, and there was a group of other children who spoke English. They were not they were all Russian children, but they could speak English. So all the class was in English. So we tried to find some activities that she's interested in, and we tried to make it in different languages. So
So.
it's not all, so it's not only sitting at home and reading books and playing with toys, but something that is really interesting. I mean, these are normal activities for a 4-year-old child, but in connection with different languages.
So how old is she now? 4 years or 5 years?
She's going to turn 5 in August, almost 5, almost.
And when did she start grasping the concept of language? Like, when did she start to understand that those are actually different languages and that she speaks more than an average citizen? When did she start understanding what language actually is?
I think that when she was about 2 years old, she could understand that. She never mixes languages. She knows that if I start speaking English, then she should answer in English. If I start speaking French, then she should answer in French. So she never mixes languages. But she doesn't realize that other people don't speak so many languages. This I try to explain to her, but she always, like when she plays with her dolls, then she can say, "Hello, hello, what's your name? My name is Anne." So how many languages can you speak? So she doesn't realize that there are people who speak only one language. It's
And what was the sentiment that she expressed? Like, when, okay, maybe that's difficult to say because she doesn't realize that other people don't speak as many languages, but does she say anything, does she think anything about the fact that maybe that doesn't make sense. If she doesn't understand that other people speak less languages, then probably she doesn't have any sentiments about that, right?
No, she does. You mean, does she think that she's exceptional? No.
Or does she think like, or does she think, how great is it that I speak so many languages?
No, I don't think that she thinks about it. I try not to tell her that she is extraordinary or something, because I don't want her to be too proud of herself. So, she just, and you know, there are, as I have already told you, we have friends that also raise up their children as bilinguals and multilinguals. So she has lots of children around her who also speak different languages. So it's like normal for her.
And I want to go back to what you said about the different languages that she doesn't mix. So she never actually uses a word from another language when she speaks a certain language?
Sometimes she can forget the word. For example, she wants to say something in English and she forgets the word. Like yesterday, she wanted to tell me something about a hedgehog and she forgot the word hedgehog in English. So she would just answer me, I mean, ask me, "Mommy, what's the English for hedgehog?" And she would say that in Russian, the word hedgehog. "What's the English for this word?" And I would tell her, and she would say the sentence again, but with that word. So she would never put a Russian word into an English sentence.
That's very interesting. That's what I think what happens with bilinguals very often, that they do this code switching. If they don't know a word, they just use it in another language. Interesting. And so one question I wanted to ask you about the level of her languages. So I know that many parents that even are thinking about raising their children with two languages, they are afraid that that their native language won't be as well developed. So what do you say about that, and what do you think about Bella's level of Russian? Does she speak as well as other children her age, or does she speak even better or worse? What do you think about her level of Russian?
I think she's her level of Russian is the same as the children of her age have. So, well, she does make mistakes in Russian, And in other languages, of course, because she's only five, and but it's not worse than her than children of her age.
Okay, and does she spend most time with Russian? I mean, in comparison to other languages. Is that the language she speaks most?
Yes, sure, because we speak it in family, and all the members of our family speak only Russian to her.
Okay. Interesting. And now I would like to get a little bit into her learning routines. So you said that she learns a language 3 times a week. She has a language class 3 times a week for an hour. And what other
No,
learn
for hour, it's usually hour and a half.
hour and a half. And that's it. So that's 4.5 hours per week per language, except for Chinese.
Yeah, except for Chinese.
And so those are the 6 languages, and then Chinese has more, and then all the other times she speaks Russian, or she has friends that speak different languages. How does that work?
She has friends, I mean, children who come to our house, and they have like classes together. About two or three children, for example, they all can speak French. So we get our French teacher, and they just play together and spend some time together in French. They can go for a walk, they can go to the zoo, they can stay at home and play with their toys, but they spend time together
So it's
like
these,
that.
sorry. So it's these language classes, and then on top of that, she spends time with friends and speaks different languages. So that's her learning routines.
Yeah, this is how it works. She spends time with her friends, but with a teacher who can help them to interact, who can
Okay.
make it fun.
And now it seems that you really educated yourself about all these methods. You mentioned the one with the reading. What was it again? What was the name?
It's Glenn Doman.
Glenn
Glenn
Doman.
Doman is an American scientist. Glenn Doman's early reading method. I just wanted to tell you that this early reading, the fact that she started reading when she was about 2 years old, it was very helpful for learning languages, because when she can see a word, I mean the written form of a word, it's much easier for her to remember it. So we always started learning a new language with reading. When we added Spanish, I showed her some cards with Spanish words, and she could remember those words very quickly. Like in the first day when we started Spanish, and the first day on the first day she learned about 100 words, and the written form, and there was an application on her iPad where your task is to find the word for the picture. You have to drag the word to the picture, like animals from parts of the body. So on the first day she learned about 100 words, and she could do all those tasks with no mistakes.
That's very impressive.
And she and the most important thing, that she was interested in that. I never made her do that. She would take the iPad and play that game, and it was really like enjoyable for her.
Very nice.
Because reading is easy for her as well as speaking languages. She doesn't think of reading as about something difficult. She always thinks that it's very easy, because she knows the letters of the it works like that. Once the child understands the concept of reading in one language, it's very easy for the child to start reading in a different language, especially if the letters are similar. The letters of the English alphabet are similar to French, and so on. So She started reading in Spanish. It was like she did it together, reading and speaking. We always do it like that. We always start a new language in connection with reading.
And so you said you use this Doman method, and what other how did you educate yourself on all these topics? Like, what else did you learn? How did you decide to use these learning routines? How did you find out so much about all of that?
Well, I get all the information from the internet, from the blogs of other parents who raise up their children as bilinguals. So they share information about. I only started as I have told you, I started with English. When I started speaking English to her, I found out that I didn't know a lot of how to say lots of things in English. Those were things related to little babies. So I started looking for some information about that on the internet, and I found lots of interesting blogs that gave information about that. And I also started learning about something different that is. And about that Glenn Doman's method as well. I
Do
wasn't
you? Yeah, sorry.
I wasn't planning to teach her reading at that early age, but when I read about that and I found out about the benefits that it gives, I decided to try.
Do you have any recommendations for blogs or books or anything else?
Well, I do have some recommendations, but those blogs are all in Russian. If you're interested, I can
Yeah, sure, add them.
share.
I'll maybe Google Translate does a good job for people that are interested. Or maybe somebody speaks Russian who's interested. So, do you have some off the top of your head, or do you want to send them to me later?
Yeah, I will send them to you
Okay.
later.
And any books that you can recommend? Doman, did he write a book about that, or how did.
Yes, he wrote lots of books about that. So you can find those books easily on the internet, just Glenn Doman's method, and you will get lots.
Any other thought leaders on that topic?
No, I cannot think of anything
Okay.
else.
That's great. Then yeah, send them to me and I'll make sure to link to them. And just as my last question, do you have any advice other than what we talked about for parents that want to learn that want to raise their children with two or three or maybe even more languages?
Yes, maybe if you start with teaching two or more languages to a little baby, it's very easy for to do because you just have to talk in different languages and you should never mix them. For example, as we did it, we I mean, on Monday we spoke Russian all day long. From the very morning, from the morning till evening. And on Tuesday, we spoke English all day long. And so on Wednesday, we spoke Russian again. And on Thursday, we spoke English. So, and I checked that the time that we dedicated to both languages was the same, you know, so that the level would be the same. And I also tried to talk to her in different languages in the same situation. I mean, if today I speak Russian to her during best time, then tomorrow I have to talk about the same things during best time in English so that she would know how to express herself in those situations in both languages. Because if you always speak English at best time and you never speak Russian at best time, then she would obviously not be able to say anything in that situation in Russian, you know? So you have to check that your make you go through all those situations in different languages. If you, it's a little bit difficult with seven languages, but there are actually some languages that I try to concentrate on, and those are Russian, English, French, and Chinese. Others are also very important, but those were actually the languages that we started with. So I try to pay more attention to those languages.
Okay, and so she does speak them a little bit better than the other four.
No, that doesn't. I don't think so.
Okay, interesting.
Because it's always depends on the teacher. Sometimes I want her to have some interesting classes in French, but I just cannot find a French teacher who can do that. And
Okay.
I managed to find some very nice teachers in Spanish. So this is how they move on to Spanish instead of French. So, but my choice, I told you these four languages, this is my choice, but it's never like I want it to be.
Okay. Well, great. This has been super helpful. Is there anything else you would like to add, p where people should go to find out more about you or Bella or anything you want to give people on the way?
This on her. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, we have an Instagram account where I try to share some of our experience. This is where you can find us. Well, I also have a Russian blog where I described our experience from the age of 9 months. I started each month. I wrote like a report about what we did, about what activities we did to in reading, in English, in Russian, and so on. So, and I made those reports until she was three or four, about four, maybe 3 and a half. So there is lots of information there and lots of materials that we used.
What's the name of the blog?
It's I can send it to you later because it's in Russian. It's a Russian social network which is about early education.
Okay, great. And what's the name of the YouTube channel? I'll link to all of it, but just if people only listen to this interview.
Okay, it's Bella Devyatkina. Bella Devyatkina, it's the name of the YouTube channel.
Okay, great. I'll make sure to link to all of it and also the Russian blogs that you were speaking about. Great, that was so insightful, so interesting. Yeah, anything to add, or do you think we talked about everything?
Yes, I think I have mentioned everything.
Great. Thank you so much for participating. I'm sure this will be really helpful to parents that want to raise their children with more than one language.
Yeah, I hope so.
Great. Thanks so much again.
Bye.
Bye.